What if the payment platform you rely on every single day could disappear overnight and leave you legally on the hook for your customers' losses? That's not a hypothetical. It already happened. And if you're a retail owner, you need to hear this right now. Pause. Accord and Soul just ordered travel agencies to refund nearly 600 consumers after two major e-commerce platforms collapsed into insolvency. And here's the thing. That story isn't just about South Korea. It's about every independent retailer running on third-party platforms and payment processors. The retail compliance landscape is shifting fast. And for sole proprietors like Thomas Morin at Mr. Fixit and Appliance Sales, this stuff isn't abstract policy talk. It's Tuesday morning. Pause. First, platform insolvency risk is real and it's your problem. When the team on We Make Price case went to court, judges didn't just go after the failed platforms. They went after the merchants and payment gateways too. If your business depends on a third-party marketplace or processor, you carry residual liability when that partner goes under. Consumers expect YOU to make them whole, not the platform. Pull your merchant agreements today. Know your exposure. Pause. Second, AI and customer experience is now a compliance issue, not just a marketing upgrade. Fusion CX just earned Frost & Sullivan's 2026 North America Customer Value Leadership Award for AI-driven omnichannel customer experience. That recognition signals something important. AI tools are becoming the standard, but deploying them without understanding their data practices creates serious regulatory exposure. Which AI tools are touching your customer interactions? Are they compliant with state and federal data privacy rules? You need to know. Pause. Third, payment infrastructure itself is being rebuilt underneath you. Blockchain and fintech companies like Base, Coinbase's Layer 2 network, are actively pivoting toward payments and AI agents. The rails your invoices and registers run on are changing. Independent retailers who wait to understand these shifts will be scrambling to catch up when their processors change terms or introduce new fee structures. Pause. Here's your one action item today. Open your merchant agreements, every single one, and identify every third-party platform or payment processor your business depends on. Write down what happens to your customers if that partner fails. If you can't answer that question, you've got a compliance gap that needs closing before it costs you. Pause. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmedas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmedas.xyz.